annual One Love Thanksgiving. Yes, the second annual One Love Thanksgiving hosted by Pebbles Catering and Event Design. It's going to be huge, a huge Thanksgiving dinner free to the whole community. So come on out, be a part, bring your family out. If you know somebody that's not able to come out, come pick up a meal and bring it to them for Thanksgiving. We also need lots and lots of volunteers, lots and lots and lots and lots of volunteers. So if you're able to volunteer, we'll be sharing that phone number here in a moment, and you can call Keisha to set up a time to come to volunteer. She's going to need volunteers to help get everything ready for the day, and volunteers the day of to help with setup and serving and breakdown and cleanup. So if you want to be a part of that Thanksgiving, come on, serve with the whole family. They're also going to be giving away clothes and small household items. So if you have a donation of clothes or household items that you would like to give, to be given out in the community that day, you can drop those off at 1046 Dixon Boulevard. That's 1046 Dixon Boulevard to Pebbles Catering and Event Design.
Amen and amen. So don't be late. Be early.
Yeah, it was big last year. It was a great time last year.
Yes, it was great. It's she has a great heart for the community, and she has a heart of love and a heart to give, because God is love. And where there is love, there is a heart of generosity. For God so loved, what?
The world.
The world, for what followed, that he gave. Where there is love, there's a spirit of giving. And so that's what she has. She has the heart of love and the heart of giving. And so many other people in this great country who possess a spirit of love and also follow with the spirit of giving.
And her phone number is 321-863-7919. That was 321-863-7919. So please give Miss Keisha Barrett a call if you're able to volunteer on Thanksgiving Day, or if you would like more information. If you have donations to drop off, she's also accepting some money, because it's going to cost a lot of money to get all that food. Yeah. So if you want to make a cash donation to the Thanksgiving, One Love Thanksgiving, it will be greatly appreciated. Or you can call her to coordinate any food items you may want to donate. But call her first, because she has a specific menu in mind if you want to donate actual food items.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's great. God is a good God, and he has kept us.
Yes. It's a lot to be thankful for.
Yes. In a time when it's so much things that are going on, yet we are still here and in our sound mind, and we are healthy and ready to do the vision and the purpose of God. And so I just give all praise. Somebody got to give God praise this morning, this Monday morning. Somebody got to give God praise. He wake you up in your sound mind, and you're ready to go and make your day what?
Count.
Make your day count. Okay, Pastor Diane, take it away.
Well, we're picking up with see it the way God sees it, say it the way God says it, and do it the way God does it.
Yes.
So when we line up with the way God sees it, when we begin to speak the way God says it, and we'll begin to do it the way God directs us to do it, the way God does it, we'll be able to, in this earth realm, manifest the full vision of everything that God sent us in the earth to do. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, all the book of heaven was already written about you, line upon line.
Yeah.
So there's a vision that each and every one of us were sent in this earth to manifest, to glorify our Father who is in heaven. A couple weeks or a couple months back, Pastor said, yeah, Jesus is in heaven. He's building the mansions. He's building heaven for us. And here in this earth, our directive is to build earth to it, is in establishing of his kingdom here in the earth. So it's by the planting of the word of God into the earth realm that the kingdom of God is being manifested here in the earth. The kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our God, and we must believe it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm. There's a heaven to manifest right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you die to experience the glory of God. The glory of God is here. It has arisen upon each and every one of us, according to Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Yes.
Darkness may surround the land and deep darkness the people, but the glory of the Lord has arisen, and that light causes all darkness to flee. Darkness cannot comprehend the light of the glory. And it says that the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, which means all we need to do is submit to what God says.
Yes, and just do it. Look, the key is to do it, is to do what God is doing. Do it the way God does it. Mm-hmm. Look at Genesis 39. The key to be successful in the earth realm is to do it the way God does it. And in Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 says, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard of the Egyptian, bought him. He was sold. Mm-hmm. They bought him from the Ishmaelite who had taken him down there. Mm-hmm. Wow, watch this now. This guy was taken down to Egypt not as an executive, but as a slave. Mm-hmm. And he was sold. And watch what happened in verse 2. Pastor, that you want to read verse 2?
The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. See what we're saying on this beautiful Monday morning to make your day count? The Lord has to be with you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord will make whatsoever you are doing to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Despite the circumstances.
But the Lord must be with you.
Mm-hmm. And you must be doing. We must be doing.
Yeah. So you got to make sure the Lord is with you. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Before you leave your house, you want to know that the Lord is with you. That's what you got to know. That's the key right here. Mm-hmm. The key to Joseph's success was that the Lord was with him. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what the circumstances is, because the circumstances here is for him to suffer. The circumstances here is for him to put on the hard labor.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Lord is with you, no way. No way. They say, no way, Jose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No way. Because the Lord was with him. Mm-hmm. And continue to read this as we want to show the believers that you have authority. And you have a book coming out, our devotion, called The Believer's Authority. Mm-hmm. And they should get it because you have authority when the Lord is with you.
Yes. And that book is called The Believer's Authority, How to Overcome, Bible Study Series, Study Guide, Workbook, and Journal. And it is available on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and you type in The Believer's Authority, Diana Robinson, it'll come right up and you could put it in your Amazon cart and have it sent right to your home. So it's a study guide, workbook, and journal.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you, go ahead and get it and begin. It's into six sessions, and the sessions are the believer, the authorization, the authority, the power, the planting, and the fruition. So I want to encourage you to get that and to study it out for 6 weeks and to use the journal that's in there on the believer's authority.
You have authority. Mm-hmm. Joseph has authority. Why? Because the authority comes from God.
God. Mm-hmm.
No, continue to read.
Verse 4. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house.
Of course.
And all that he had, he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptians'
yes.
house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. So everything, because of one man's obedience,
yeah.
his obedience overcame every obstacle.
Yes.
He did all things as unto the Lord, not worrying about the circumstance, not doing it as unto man, but doing it as unto God. Not
yes.
worrying about the surroundings, but doing it as unto God.
Yes.
Not continually dwelling on the losses, but going for the win.
Yes, because the Lord is what? With
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord is with you, mm-hmm. he establishes mm-hmm. you. He establishes you. He set you high
mm-hmm.
above all what? Nations
mm-hmm.
of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way when God is with you, you are not set up.
Mm-hmm. And Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 tells us the blessing of the Lord makes one rich,
mm-hmm.
and he adds no sorrow with it.
But,
so Joseph, as he continued to do all things as unto God, it goes down in verse 6, thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance.
Yes, but we see that we're running out of time, and we'll need to go into Deuteronomy chapter 28. But let me leave this with you for today, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13 says, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you do what? If you do what the Lord God says you ought to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you do, that's a prerequisite.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, the Lord will make me the head, and I'm the head and not the tail. Well, you will always be the tail if you don't do what God says you ought to do.
Good.
But if you do what God says you are to do, you will elevate it because
mm-hmm.
God is always the head.
Mm-hmm.
God is always the what? The head.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot be with God and not be the head. That's
mm-hmm.
the key right there
mm-hmm.
because God is the head.
Mm-hmm.
He operates from that position. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let's see if we run another time. We'll pick this up tomorrow.
Yes. We want to encourage you to remember to come on out for the second annual One Love Thanksgiving. It's going to be on Thanksgiving Day at 2 p.m. at 1046 Dixon Boulevard. You can contact Ms. Keisha Barrett at 321-863-7919 for more information. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
The late comedian Rodney Dangerfield used to say that he was so poor growing up that the rainbows in his neighborhood were black and white. While that's a humorous image, there's a serious side to that thought. I fear that many people never learn to enjoy the marvelous colors and beauty of God's creation. We charge through life with our head down, intent on reaching our goals, and we don't stop often enough to open our eyes and see the beauty of the creation and the people around us. So take a moment today to open your eyes, breathe deeply, and thank God for the gift of life. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's wonderful gifts on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now.
All right, good morning. I'm Pastor Brian. I'm one of the pastors here at East Coast Christian Center, and this